It's really been a growth industry in appellate litigation and in litigation generally. When we discussed this topic about 3 years ago, there had been 34 decisions under the Texas Citizens Participation Act, which is the formal name of the anti-SLAPP statute. As of yesterday, there were 108, and they get issued daily. I'm sure that count will grow today after orders come out from the various courts around the state. So this explosion of cases has led to, you know, some challenges to the judiciary and challenges to plaintiffs' lawyers, particularly as movements attempt to extend the reach of the anti-SLAPP statute beyond its application in the prototypical defamation case. The Texas Supreme Court has had a chance to clarify some of the open questions and answer some of the questions under the statute, but there are a lot of questions that remain. I would say as an introduction, too, that the SLAPP statute has accelerated the development of defamation law in Texas. Whether it involves clarification of the public official and public figure standard, as the Texas Supreme Court did recently in Greer versus Abraham, or whether it involves the propriety of relying on Wikipedia to determine the disputed meaning of a challenged publication, which is one of the issues pending before the court on petition for review in D Magazine versus Rosenthal, or whether it is the scope of the right of association, which is front and center before the court in ExxonMobil Pipeline versus Coleman.